الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madrin channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated in his Mubarak hadith that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madrin channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the beautiful silsila of the blessed seerah beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we discuss the biography of the noblest messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our peace, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Mustafa jani rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to learn about his miraculous journey of Mi'raj when he ascended beyond the heavens in the proximity of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, it is narrated that Abu Talib, his uncle, he passed away after the incident of Shaykh Abi Talib, and thereafter, short after the demise of Abu Talib, the beloved wife of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Khadijah al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she passed away, Allahu Akbar, with the heartache of the demise of Abu Talib. Still fresh, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha then passed away just 3 or 5 days later. In Makkah Mukarramah, she was second only to Abu Talib in sacrificing everything she had for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. She was by his side in every calamity, and whatever hardship that he faced, she was there to comfort him, and she was his supporter when all others, they belied him and falsified him. The demise of both Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha and the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talib, brought tremendous grief to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for this reason, this year became known as Aam al-Huzn, meaning the year of sorrow, Allahu Akbar. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away, he buried her and he lowered her in the grave with his own Mubarak hands, Allahu Akbar. And thereafter, as we learned in the previous episode, with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the demise of his uncle Abu Talib and his beloved wife, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, he propagated Islam and he went on the journey to Taif, and how he was ill-treated by the people of Taif. Saddened by these events, Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal, he calls his beloved onto the journey of Mi'raj, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal invited him to Al-Isra and Al-Mi'raj. Isra meaning the night journey, and Al-Mi'raj meaning his ascension to heaven, Allahu Akbar. This is the miraculous journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with the Mi'raj with his physical body in a wakeful state. This is the belief of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And the most commonly held view is that the Mi'raj occurred on the night of 27th Rajab. It was during the journey of Mi'raj that the 5 daily salahs were made fard upon Ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given to him as a gift for Ummah. Allahu Akbar. Let us, inshallah, dear viewers, embrace the 5 times salah and perform our duties as believers as it was made fard upon us, and inshallah, and to reciprocate this gift of salah that we were given by Allah Azza wa Jal through our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the night of Mi'raj. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, he says that the coolness of my eyes have been placed in salah, Allahu Akbar. This is how important the salah is. And if we want to please our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal, it is through salah that we can gain the pleasure of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our creator Allah azza wa jal. Dear viewers, Al-Asra and Mi'raj, as we know, is also one of the greatest miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is beyond human comprehension. Another name for the Mi'raj is Al-Isra. Why do we call it Al-Isra? It means to take someone on a journey at the time of night. And it has been derived from the verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah Azza wa Jal says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا. Glory be to the one who carried his servant in a short part of the night. Subhanallah. And this is mentioned in Surah Bani Israel, the first verse of Surah Bani Israel. And in the hadith, it has been mentioned, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in this Mubarak hadith, Orijabi, meaning I was taken on the journey of ascension. Allahu Akbar. And it has been mentioned by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these words, Orijabi. And when narrating this mu'jiza, Allahu Akbar, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used these words. Hence, we also refer to this journey as Al-Mi'raj. Why? Because Orijabi, this wording, the Mi'raj, has been derived from the Mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the narration when he states the Orijabi. Allahu Akbar. A great number of companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have narrated this miracle of Mi'raj. And in the books of Ahadith and Sira, it is widespread. And Imam Zurqani, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he lists the name of 45 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who have narrated the journey of Mi'raj. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madri channel, this is the miraculous journey of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was invited by his creator to meet him and to behold him in his vision. And Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj is also one of the stunning miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the greatest miracles of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as believers, subhanallah, we believe in his journey of Mi'raj, as there are evidences widespread in the books of Hadith and Sirah, as we just learned that it is narrated by 45 companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is, however, conflicting opinions concerning the exact date of Mi'raj, the exact day or the exact month in which the Mi'raj took place. However, it is unanimously agreed that the night, journey and heavenly ascension our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam occurred after the first wahi that came to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, after the proclamation of Nubuwwah and prior to his migration to Madinah al-Munawwarah. And Ibn Qutaybah, he says, and Imam Nawawi, they state that Mi'raj took place in the month of Rajab. And the Muhaddithin, Abdul Ghani al-Muqaddisi and others, they have specified that 27th Rajab as its date. Allahu Akbar. They also agree that 27th of Rajab is the day in which the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. Imam Zurqani, radiallahu ta'ala, he states that the majority of the scholars hold 27th of Rajab to be the date on which Mi'raj, the journey of Mi'raj occurred. And this is also the view of many of the historians who declare it to be the soundest opinion. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he journeyed in this night with his body and soul. This is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The overwhelming majority of the ulama of this ummah believe that the Mi'raj in a conscious and wakeful state, which both the body and the soul occurred only once. This is also the belief of the majority of companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the successors, the jurists of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and the hadith scholars, as well as the Sufi sages. And this belief is the soundest. And Mullah Ahmad Diwan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the teacher of the Mughal emperor Aurangzeb Alamgir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he writes that the soundest view in relation to Al-Miraj is that it occurred while the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a wakeful state, and it happened physically, meaning with his body and the soul. This is the belief of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. The person who holds the belief that Miraj was merely a dream, or that it occurred simply by the soul of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone, is considered to be an innovator, that person who holds this view, and a misguided person, and a mudil, meaning a person who leads others astray, and a fasiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to hold on to the belief and the views of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And with regards to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeing Allah azza wa jal with his own eyes, there is an evidence from many scholars and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indeed saw Allah azza wa jal, and he beheld him in his vision in the night of Mi'raj. And in the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam itself, as it is narrated by Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ra'aytu Rabbi. These were the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ra'aytu Rabbi, I saw my Lord. It's very clear. And the muhaddithin Abdul Razzaq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri would take an oath that indeed Sayyidina Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw his Lord. And some theologians, mean the Mutakallimeen, they also state that this was the view of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala as well, the famous jurist amongst the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hadith radiallahu ta'ala anhu has very beautifully said it, that aur koi ghaib kya, tum se niha ho bala, jab na khuda hi chupa, tum pe karo durood. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. As the Mi'raj of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began in the night, and it is mentioned in many narrations that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a state of sleep at the time when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and Sayyidina Mikail alayhi salam and Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam, they came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to wake him up. And then they took him to the Masjid al-Haram, and they brought him to the spring of Zamzam, where they asked him to lie on his back, and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam took him from the other angels. And in another narration, he mentioned that the roof of the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was open, and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam descended, and he opened the area from here to here, meaning the area of his chest, the chest of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said to Sayyidina Mikail to bring him a vessel filled with zamzam water, so that he can further beautify the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and expand his chest. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam took out the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and washed it. Then he sealed the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after opening it. And then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he brought the buraq. It could place its hooves at the farthest boundaries of its gaze, and it has long ears. Whenever it faced a mountain, its hind legs would extend, and whenever it went downhill, its front legs would extend. It had two wings on its thighs which gave strength to its legs. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued traveling until he reached the city of Baitul Maqdis. and he entered it by its southern gate, through its southern gate. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dismounted the buraq and tied it at the gate of the mosque using the same ring used by the Prophet alayhi wa sallam before him. And he performed 2 units of salah and had not been there long before all the Prophets Allah Azza wa Jal alayhi wa sallam had gathered. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized all of them, and some were standing in prayer, some were bowing in prayer, and some were prostrating. Then a caller called out to the prayer, and the final call to the prayer was made. They rose and stood in lines in rows and waiting for the one who would lead them in salah. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam took the hand of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and brought him forward to lead them. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led them in 2 units of prayer, and this has been mentioned in Tafsir Ruh al-Bayan and other books of Sirah as well. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then felt the greatest thirst that he had ever felt, whereupon Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam brought him a vessel of wine and a vessel of milk. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he chose the latter, meaning he chose the milk. And Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, "You have chosen al-fitra," meaning the pure state. Allahu Akbar. "And if you had chosen the vessel of wine, your community would have strayed from the straight path, and none but a few of them would have followed you." Allahu Akbar. This is the choice of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to always avoid what will contaminate you, what will play tricks with your mind, and what will intoxicate you. So intoxication from the very moment it was exposed and offered to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was avoided and was discarded by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he rather chose milk, Allahumma, which is nutritious for the health. And another narration, it says that there were 3 vessels and the third contained water. Allahumma, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi sallam said, "If you had drank the water, your community would have perished by drowning." So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose milk, which was best for his ummah. This is the concern of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah. He wants ease for us. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began his ascent with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, and when they reached the first heaven, they met Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. In the second heaven, they met Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. In the third heaven, they met Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. In the fourth heaven, Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam. And in the fifth heaven, Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam. And in the sixth heaven, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And in the seventh heaven, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam, who was resting against al-Bayt al-Ma'mur, the inhabited house, wherein 70,000 angels were present. Allahu Akbar. And they said, "Welcome, O virtuous prophet." It was said by every prophet when they met the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown Jannah, paradise, after which he reached Sidratul Muntaha, the farthest limit, Sidratul Muntaha. And they end, "Whatever ascends from the earth before it is seized." Allahu Akbar. And whatever descends from above before it is seized. So this is a place where this is the limit. This is the ultimate limit. And it is a tree from the base of which issue rivers, whose water is never brackish. Allahu Akbar. And it does not change in color or taste or smell. And the sweat of those who drink it in paradise has the fragrance of musk. Subhanallah. And the rivers of milk, whose taste does not change after it is drunk. And rivers of wine, which brings only pleasure to those who drink it. And rivers of purified honey. Subhanallah. Someone on his mount could travel under its shade for 70 years and still not come out of it. SubhanAllah, this is how huge and ginormous this tree is. Lotus, Allahu Akbar, fruit that grows on it resembles the jars of Hajar, meaning near Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, the fruit, the jars of Hajar. And it leaves are shaped like the ears of the she-elephant. One of its leaves could wrap up all creatures. On top of each leaf was an angel who covered it with colors which cannot be described. SubhanAllah. Whenever he covered it by Allah's order, it would change. Here Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he could not go any further. And after this, Allah Azza wa Jal called his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the mighty throne, rather even beyond the throne. And he spoke to his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his beloved, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spoke to him, his creator. SubhanAllah. This is the moment. Words cannot describe the conversation that took place. Allah Azza wa Jal makes an indication towards this in the Holy Quran, and he states, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. And so he revealed to his bondsman whatever he revealed. Surah Najm, verse number 10. Although the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was conferred numerous gifts and supplications, he was granted three particularly special gifts whose grandeur is only truly known by Allah Azza wa Jal. And the first gift that he received is the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, SubhanAllah. And the second gift that he received from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in the night of Mi'raj is the glad tidings of paradise for anyone from his ummah who does not commit shirk. And the third gift that he was bestowed from the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is the 50 daily salah were prescribed upon his ummah. And this is mentioned in Sunan Tirmizi. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning with these gifts, he met Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam on his way back, and who said to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your community will not be able to fulfill the obligation of performing 50 salahs daily. So it would be better if you return to your Lord and ask him to reduce this amount. On his advice, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went back to Allah Azza wa Jal several times until the daily salah was reduced to 5 times. Allah Azza wa Jal, the most merciful and compassionate, said, my order is irrevocable. O my beloved, these 5 daily salahs for you ummah shall be equal to 50, SubhanAllah. In other words, they shall receive the reward of 50 salahs by performing these 5 salahs. SubhanAllah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then journeyed across the heavenly abodes and witnessing the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal before returning to Baitul Maqdis. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled back from Jerusalem on Buraq. On this journey, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a caravan of Quraysh on his way. SubhanAllah. When the morning came, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed the Quraysh of the events of the night, the enemy of Allah, Abu Jahl, who was passing by, he mockingly said and asked, has anything happened? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, Abu Jahl asked him, and what is that? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him, yes, Abu Jahl. He then asked, what is that? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then responded to him, I was taken on a journey last night. Abu Jahl asked, to where? To that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, to the Baitul Maqdis. Abu Jahl asked, "Then you woke up here among us?" And he replied to him, "Yes." The people said, "O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, describe the Baitul Maqdis for us. How is it built? What does it look like? How near it is to the mountain?" There were some among them who had traveled there. He began to describe it for them. Its structure is like this, its appearance is like this, and its proximity to the mountain is such and such. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered all of their questions one by one. The people asked, "How many gates does the Masjid al-Aqsa have?" And upon which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that he had not counted them before. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the gates and began to count them one by one and informed them. Subhanallah. All the while, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was saying, "You have spoken the truth." Every time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to them, every time Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say, "You have spoken the truth. You have spoken the truth. I bear witness that you are the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Subhanallah. The people said, "As for the description, then by Allah he is correct." They turned to Sayyidina Abu Bakr and said, "But do you believe what he said? That he went last night to the Masjid al-Aqsa and came back before morning?" And to which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala replied, "Yes, I do believe him regarding what is farther than that, than Masjid al-Aqsa itself. I believe in the news of heaven when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam brings, whether in the space of a morning or in that of an evening journey." Subhanallah. Because of this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was named As-Siddiq, the most truthful, the one who never lies. Allahu Akbar. This was the iman and the conviction, the firm conviction Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had in our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His iman in our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so strong that whatever our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he never doubted it for a single moment. And he always said, "You have spoken the truth." Subhanallah. This should be our state as Muslim Ummah, to believe in our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to love and revere him wholeheartedly. This is one of the missions of Dawat Islami, to spread the fragrance of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of his sunnah, inshallah, in the hearts of everyone. Inshallah. Inshallah. Let us remind ourselves to always be punctual on 5 daily salahs, which were brought as a gift by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the court of Allah azza wa jal. And subhanallah, how merciful Allah azza wa jal is upon the ummah of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that although the numbers were reduced from 50 to 5, but the reward is still 50. Subhanallah. Let us inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be punctual and to be steadfast on the first duties such as salah, and inshallah, and to follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, and join the mubarak and the fragrant movement of Quran and sunnah, and reap the fragrance of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by coming in the environment of Dawat Islami. And inshallah, let us conclude with our mission that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. And stay tuned, inshallah, we will be learning more and more about our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the coming episodes of the series, the blessed seerah of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Increase.